fire recently after a murder-suicide in Arizona. Beth Shelburne has the exclusive interview in this Local 8 investigation.
I want there to be some record.
Ricky Rodriguez left behind this home video as a suicide note before shooting himself in the head last month. On the tape, Rodriguez lays out his plan to murder a leader of a religious sex cult called the Children of God, also known as the Family.
It's a need for revenge. It's a need for justice.
Rodriguez stabbed 51-year-old Angela Smith to death as revenge, he said, for years of sexual abuse he suffered as a child growing up in the cult. Smith was a longtime member of the cult who served on the board of directors of the Family Care Foundation in Dulzura, a Christian missionary group with close ties to the family.
She was the most caring, kind, loving individual, and it truly is sad that that her life was ended so tragically.
Cassandra Mooney was friends with Smith and has been an active member of the cult for decades. Mooney works for another nonprofit with close ties to the cult, Activated Ministries in Escondido, distributing Christian literature.
It's a life of preaching the gospel and helping other people to know about Jesus, and that is what we are all about.
To this day, some members of the family still live in communes.
The beautiful, the beautiful.
During the 1970s and 80s, cult leaders advocated open sexuality, even among children, a practice that led to widespread child sex abuse, according to former members.
It was systematic abuse, and it was doctrinal.
San Diegan Jim LaMattery left the group in 1975 before most of the alleged abuse took place. LaMattery says cult leaders continue to deny responsibility.
I don't want to see another murder. I don't want to see another suicide. And they have a responsibility to stop it. And that means, yes, standing up. And if that means some of them go to jail, well, that's what accountability is.
Cult leaders say they banned all sexual contact with minors in 1986, and they've apologized to the victims. Even so, many cult members have a hard time believing that child abuse actually took place.
I have been a missionary for 33 years, and I have never, and as a part of the family, I have never witnessed the abuse that is being brought up in all of these allegations.
But some of those allegations are backed up by court documents. Take Paul Pelequin, for example. Cult leaders sponsored his work with children in Africa, even though he's named in a 1995 court case in England as someone who abused young girls. Then there's Philip Sloan. San Diego court documents say Sloan repeatedly molested his stepdaughters while in the cult. Yet the Family Care Foundation in Dulzura gave Sloan more than $100,000 worth of donations to help finance his work with at-risk teenagers.
I'm scared. I'm scared that people do not understand when they make a donation to these so-called charitable foundations that they're actually perpetuating the cycle of abuse.
But cult member Cassandra Mooney says her only concern is doing the Lord's work.
Listen, these are people's lives here we're talking about, and a missionary movement that has done a lot of good and continues to. And I'm not worried about repercussions from it, because I know that our good work and what we're doing is going to continue.
People who have left the cult want leaders to turn over the names of suspected child abusers to the police, but so far the cult has not made any of the names public.